Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Neil Donald Walsh. We'll take calls with Neil next hour. His latest book is called God Talk, which we'll get into in a second. So, Neil, you start writing to God without really any idea that it's going to be turned into a book, right?
Never thought about anything like that, George. I'm just sitting there in my little two-room flat, writing a very angry letter, just trying to get out my feelings. So I'm writing on this tablet. What does it take to make life work? And what have I done to deserve a life of such continuing struggle? And finally, George, I'm writing, tell me the rules. I mean, just give me the rules. I'll play this silly game called life. Just tell me the rules. I don't know what's going on here. What do I have to do to make life work? And then, George, I heard a voice over my right shoulder. I would have sworn someone was in the room behind me. Neil, do you really want answers to all of these questions? Or are you just venting? And I whipped around. Of course, there's nobody there. Now I'm thinking, oh, great, terrific. Not only have I lost everything, now I'm losing my mind. But the voice continued, you know, Neil, you know, give me an answer. What are you looking for here? And I said, you know, if you've got some answers, I sure as hell like to know what they are. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm sitting there thinking I'm talking to myself. But then the voice again came back as a voice in my mind. It's all in my head going on. And the voice said, you are sure as hell about a lot of things, Neil, but wouldn't you rather be sure as heaven? What's that supposed to mean? I'm writing on the yellow legal pad. And the voice says to me, let me answer your questions. And I'm starting to get answers to all the questions I had asked and to questions that I didn't even know existed.
And they were good answers, too, weren't they?
Well, they were good enough for me. I can't speak for anybody else, but they were good enough for me. And then somewhere along the way, I was told, you will make of this a book one day, and you will cause it to be accessed by many people. And I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, right, of course. Now I got you. This is what I'm thinking to myself. Now I got you. Because you got to know, it's the middle of the night, and I'm thinking, I'm making all this up. You know, I'm imagining it. It's just my imagination playing tricks on me. So I thought, you know, if you think, whatever this voice is that's talking to me, that this is going to become a book, think again. There's not a publisher in the country that's going to publish a book by a guy who says he's talking to God. I mean, can you imagine the publisher going out to the workroom floor saying to his editors, hold everything, stop the presses. I got a guy here who's talking to God. It's not going to happen.
And he's got it on a yellow legal paper.
It's not going to happen. Nobody's. But you know what? As a dare, I simply was daring God. I took my handwritten notes that I had gathered up to that point, and I sent it off to a small publisher on the East Coast of the United States. You know what? A week later, they called me, and they said, we want to publish this. This is fascinating stuff.
That's amazing.
These answers you're getting are incredible. I don't know where you're getting them from, but these are incredible answers to questions that all of us are asking about God, about life, about health, about children, about parenting, about right livelihood, about how to make your life work, about relationships, about sex, about everything. You've asked all the questions we're all asking, and the answers you're getting are incredible. I said, you really are going to publish this? They said, absolutely. So I thought to myself, you know, it's not going to sell 500 copies. Nobody's going to buy a book by a guy who claims to be talking directly to God and getting answers from God. And I was right. It didn't sell 500 copies.
You were right. It sold
5 million.
Exactly. Exactly. Now you're into your 40th book, God Talk. Tell me about this one.
You know, most writers, whatever their topic, they write a book and then they look for a publisher. And that's how it's been with me for the first 39 books. But about a year ago, my phone rang. And for the first time in my life, a publisher called me. And they say, hey, you know, Mr. Walsh, would you be willing to write a book that answers the question, can everybody have a conversation with God? And if there's a way that they could do it, can you think of how you could explain that to people, how they could all have the same experience that you've had? I say, you know, fair question, good question. Yes, I'd be happy to write a book like that if you want to publish it. So I wrote that book, in which I included step-by-step instructions on how a person, at least how I think a person could possibly have the experience that I had, that they could access the divine and have their own conversation with God. We decided to call the book God Talk, and then the publisher did something very interesting. They put a call out on the internet, George, and they asked people all over the internet, if you feel that you also have had a conversation with God, or at least that your life has been touched directly by the divine, what we call divine intervention, send us your story. And they told me later that hundreds of people sent stories like that. They picked out the 7 or 8 best stories and put them in the book as part 2 of the book. So part 1 of the book is my story and how I got to have the experience that I've described to you, and of course described in the book in much greater detail. And the second part of the book is the stories of these 7 or 8 people who've had their own experience of divine intervention. Makes for fascinating reading, because these are real people from mid-America, from Nebraska, Oklahoma, all over the place, talking about their experiences of divine intervention. A mother whose answers came through a vision of her child, a woman who was reassured about her health conditions, all sorts of experiences of people throughout the country, and a couple from elsewhere in the world. So we decided to call the book God Talk, and it contains a 6-step process that I hope will give people an opportunity to have their own direct connection with the divine. George, let me just add one thing really quickly.
Yeah, please.
Most people say, of course we can all talk to God. I mean, by the way, 8 out of 10 people in the world believe that there is some kind of higher power. Sociologists have taken surveys in the past 10 years asking a single question all over the world. Do you believe in a higher power? And 85% of the respondents said, there's some kind of higher power. There's more going on here than meets the eye. So there's something larger than we know about. Specifically, we call it God, call it whatever you want, but yes, there's more going on here. So, but we can't agree on exactly what it is and what's really going on. So the real question is, what is happening? What is that all about, and how can we make a direct connection with it? So with everybody, or at least a large number of people, 85% of the people saying there is some kind of higher power, the question comes, can we have a communication with that higher power? I mean, a two-way communication. Everyone agrees that we can pray to God if we think there is some kind of higher power. And most people had at least once in their life called out, oh, God, help me. What's going on? What's going on? So we can pray to God. But here's what's interesting. The world's religions tell us that God will not talk directly to you. In fact, most of the world's religions, of which there are today 4,236 known religions on the face of the earth this day, not since the history began, but on this day of our life, over 4,000 religions being practiced. And those religions teach us God doesn't talk directly to you. You can talk to God if you want, of course. People, we encourage you to pray to God. But don't go around saying that God spoke directly to you, because that's blasphemy. That's heresy. That's apostasy. So you're accused of a sin, really. Of an ecclesiastical sin if you declare that God is talking directly to you. And they put people who say that away on the seventh floor of the hospital in the psychiatric ward.
That's right.
He thinks that God's talking to him.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
I used to ask my mother when I was younger, what is God? How did God come about? And she's still with us. She's 94, God love her. And she said to me, I'll never forget it, God always was and always will be. And I kept telling her, I said, Mom, that's not an answer for me. And she kept saying the same thing, always was, always will be. And that's her answer to this day, Neil.
Ask for a more clear-cut answer, actually. To try to define what God is pointless, because there's nothing that God is not. The first message, George, that I got in my very first conversation with God, she said, Neil, all things are one thing. There's only one thing, and all things are part of the one thing there is. And I'm answering. I said, well, that means that I'm part of you. Are you saying that God and I are one? And the answer I got was, exactly. That's exactly right. God and you are one. Wow. Do I dare say that publicly? Do I dare tell people that God told me this? Yeah. But, you know, somehow or another, I got away with it. I mean, I put it in the book just the way I received it. There's no editing in the book. The book is an unedited transcript. It's just simply a dialogue between me and my understanding of the divine, in which I was told, basically, in a few more words than your mother was told, there's only one thing. I always am, always will be, and always have been. And there's no time that I will not. And that the same, by the way, George, is true about us. That God said to me, the same is true about you, Neil. You always were, are now, and always will be. That is who you really are. You're not your body. You are a spiritual entity called a soul. And the soul that you are has been with me from the beginning, is with me now, and will be with me forever and ever, and yes, even forevermore.
You mentioned these six steps. Very quickly, buzz through them for us, Neil.
Possibility, worthiness, willingness, wakefulness, acceptance, and discernment. I'd love to describe those in greater detail one day when we have time, but we have to agree that it's possible that a God exists and that we can talk to God. We have to agree that we are worthy to receive such communication. We don't have to be the Pope or the Archbishop of Canterbury or the Chief Ulama or the Head Rabbi. We have to go to step three, willingness. We have to be willing to receive it, even though religions tell us it's blasphemy. We have to be wakeful. We have to go to step four, wakefulness. That is, we have to look all around us because God's talking to us in a million different ways across 1,000 moments in every lifetime. Then we go to step five, acceptance. That is, we don't reject what we're hearing. Ah, it's just my imagination, or it's just a coincidence. No such thing as a coincidence. When you get the wisdom from the divine, you will know that that's what it is. And so step five is acceptance. And finally, step six is discernment. Not to fall into the trap of calling everything a conversation with God. That, you know, whatever happens in life, we say, it's a sign. I reached into my pocket to get my car keys and a $10 bill fell out. So now I have to throw all my money on the ground because it's a sign. So we have to have some discernment. Those are the six steps I talk about, and I describe them in great detail in the book God Talk.
Fantastic. It's an amazing thing. What do you do when an atheist comes up to you and says, I don't believe?
I say, good for you. You don't have to believe. I don't need you to believe. I don't need you to do anything. Least of all, believe anything that I have to say. So if not believing serves you, by golly, step in that direction and always do what serves you. Because if there is a God, that's exactly what she wants. He doesn't want anything else. He wants you to serve yourself and to serve those whose lives you touch in a positive, compassionate, generous, caring, and sensitive way. Do that and your life will work, whether you believe in me or not. The beauty of God, I wrote a book called Tomorrow's God. And in Tomorrow's God, God tells us, I don't need you to believe in me. In fact, I don't need you to worship me. I don't need you to love me. I don't need anything from you. My desire is to give everything to you, but I need nothing from you any more than you need anything from a 16-month-old child. You don't need the child to do something or to say something or to worship you. You don't need those things because you're very clear that you are not in a position of need with regard to that child. So you are my children, God said. You are my children, and I need nothing from you, but my great desire is to give you the power and the understanding, the awareness and the consciousness to step into your true self, your true identity, which is as an individuation of divinity. You are a part of me. Act that way and life will change for you forever, as will life on your planet once you reach critical mass in the number of people who decide to respond to this impulse in that positive way.
Neil, is prayer a vehicle to get to God?
Absolutely. Prayer is a wonderful vehicle because it's the beginning of a conversation, like any other conversation we have. Conversations start with one person opening up to another and asking a question or exploring a topic in some way or even sharing an opinion. So yes, prayer is a very, very powerful device, but we have to be open to the fact that when we pray, we may receive a direct answer. But God's answers are not always simply in words. They come to us in feelings. They come to us in images, in visions, in understandings, even, you know, frankly, even in smells. I mean, fragrances. I'm walking through a department store a few years ago, and I'm suddenly smelling gardenia. And I'm thinking immediately of my mother, because that was her signature fragrance.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my God, I got to call Mom. I haven't called Mom in months. I got to pay more attention to that. I went home, and I picked up the phone and called her immediately. Thank goodness I did, George, because shortly thereafter, she was no longer with us.
Oh.
Now, you tell me that just walking through a department store and smelling gardenia, my mother's signature fragrance, had nothing to do. I mean, come on.
It's not luck, that's for sure.
No, and everyone has stories like that that come from their own life. I have never met a person who can't tell you a story similar to that. So pay attention, We're all having conversations with God all the time. We're simply calling them something else. Women's intuition, a psychic hit, an epiphany, whatever we can get away with. Because if we dare say, God spoke to me directly, yeah, people will look at us askance. But, you know, I've gone past that. I'm just telling people directly, yes, you bet. I'm having conversations with God, and the first thing that I ask God in that conversation, my first serious question, why me? Why would you choose me? And the answer I got, Neil, sweetheart, I'm talking to everybody all the time. The question is not to whom am I talking. The question is, who's listening?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com. Or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.